All right, after a year of trying and failing to change it, the Trump administration is pulling out of the UN's Human Rights Council. Advocacy groups say they're worried about the U.S. ceding its leadership on human rights, but the Trump administration says it no longer wanted to lend legitimacy to a council it calls hypocritical. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a long list of concerns about the Geneva-based Human Rights Council.
Its membership includes authoritarian governments with unambiguous and abhorrent human rights records, such as China, Cuba, and Venezuela. And the council's continued and well-documented bias against Israel is unconscionable.
UN expert Richard Gowen, though, says the U.S. departure could tip the balance further toward autocrats.
China, in particular, is really trying to rewrite the UN's approach to human rights and really limit what the UN can do in defending liberal values.
Speaking via Skype, Gowen, who's with Columbia University, says European countries that remain on the Human Rights Council will struggle to set the agenda without U.S. help. And he worries that this is just the latest move by the Trump administration to back away from multilateralism.
And that means that a lot of other countries are beginning to look at the multilateral system as a whole and wonder whether it's on death watch.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says she tried for a year to reform the Human Rights Council, but says European countries didn't offer much help.
Many of these countries argued that the United States should stay on the Human Rights Council because American participation is the last shred of credibility that the Council has. But that is precisely why we must leave.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, says the move was disappointing, if not really surprising. This week, he criticized the Trump administration's policy of separating children from families at the southern border. U.S. officials say the decision to withdraw from the Human Rights Council was in the works before that criticism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.